Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo! How's everybody out there doing tonight? It is February 19th, 10 p.m. My name is Peter Richardson, coming at you live and direct on Blog Talk Radio, the owner and first creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. And tonight, I do got TV reporter slash anchor, Brooke Thomas, right after this Drake, What's My Name, and Rihanna. We're getting right into the interview, baby.
Thomas. Hey, Pete. Yeah, what's going on? You know, I actually just realized how much I still like that song too.
Man, that one of that song right there. It don't matter. You can go 1 month, 2 months, three, or maybe even 6 months, and whenever you hear it, you ain't got no choice but to bob your head. That's what I'm saying. Well, Miss Thomas, let everybody know where you're from, and let everybody get a little just idea of where you come from and what you're about, Miss Lady.
Hey, yeah, I'm from Muskogee, just like you. Grew up in small town Muskogee. We thought it was not so small though, but right outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and live in Memphis, Tennessee now, working as an early morning anchor and reporter here for the Fox station. So a little bit of change of pace. A little crazy schedule for lots of night owls out there, but, you know.
Yes, a little bit of change of pace. I mean, especially a little bit of change of pace coming out of Muskogee, Oklahoma, man. Such a small town, but like you said, we didn't think it was a small town. Coming right outside of Tulsa, I want to say maybe 30 to 45 minutes. And I can say for the people to the people in Muskogee, we used to think something so small was just something so big. Something so small was like hanging out in front of a Walmart. You know, just hanging out. So, Brooke, man, there is thousands of girls that grew up just like you, coming out of a small town, who have big dreams, big ambitions to go off to further their education to college, and then further than that, you know, to get a professional job. Can you give a little insight on what it's like of keeping your nose clean, your head straight? Coming from high school, what is something that you really focused on, I want to say your junior and senior year, to help you get to become an OU freshman and longer than that OU graduate?
You know, I think that first off, you just got to make the decision. You have to make the decision that my surroundings are not going to be my everything. They're not going to be my future. I love where I'm from. I will always say that, you know, there's probably nothing better than growing up in Muskogee, but you don't have to live this for the rest of your life. You know, depending on whatever community you're in, you have your own small town, your own small neighborhood, and a lot of people, it's crazy, a lot of people grow up, even in big cities, they grow up in their small neighborhood. Maybe it's a dangerous neighborhood. Maybe it's just not, you know, not a well-off neighborhood. They grow up there, and they end up getting a job there, and staying there and having their own kids there, and the cycle just kind of repeats itself. You have to realize that you want something different. You know, a lot of times your parents want something different for you. You have to just realize that you want something different. You got to go to college, the decision to go to college, and realize that it's actually easier than you think. Once you make that decision and you stick with that decision, it's easy to find a school that's the perfect fit for you. It's easy to force yourself to get up and go. There's lots of different options about financial aid and, of course, jobs and work-study programs and loans and grants. But there are a lot of people around who are specifically there to help you with that. And I think you have to realize that nobody owes you anything. So it's going to take hard work.
Wow.
Absolutely. And also, dream killers are rampant. And, yeah, you know, you hear dream killers and you think, you know, I'm talking about those people who are going to be in your job and who are going to, you know, try to mess with you because of their own issues. And they're going to tell you that, you know, you're not good enough, you're not going to be anything, or you're not going to be great. Those aren't the dream killers that I think you need to worry about because those are clear. I'm talking about the accidental dream killers. Not everybody that shuts your dreams down is trying to harm you. You may have a grandmother or an auntie who just thinks, you know, no, it doesn't make any sense for you to think you need to go to college and become this superstar lawyer. No, it doesn't make any sense.
That you can do that, that you can actually go out there and do that.
And that's not them saying that they don't believe in you, but that's just them saying that what's around them is, you know, immediate money, good benefits at the local store that they know about, and you're smart and you can get that job, and they're offering you that job now, and you need to just take it and set yourself up for the future. That's not them really telling you they don't believe in you. It's just, it's hard to grab something that you've never seen or seen anybody touch around you. So you just go with what you know. You just have to make that decision within yourself that you want something else, and you have to just stick to it, you know?
Oh man, did you guys hear that right there? Make a decision. You stick to it. Once you make that decision, everything else comes easy. You got the financial aid. You got options out there. It's just making that decision. Did you hear Ms. Thomas right there? Make that decision. Come to realize, you don't owe anybody anything. Nobody owes you. The decision is ultimately yours. You came into this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself. You know, so you don't owe anybody nothing. And then there's going to be dream killers. You know, not people that's out there just trying to just shoot your dream down, but people that's accidentally just going to kill your dream, not really knowing, you know, what's all out there. Not necessarily that they don't believe in you, but, you know, just the circumstances is, just as of, instead of looking at the longevity of things, the long picture of everything, instead they would just want to think, okay, this job is offering you something right now, so why not take it, baby? They see the greatness in you right now. You do this, you stay in this hometown, but there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, but you have to sit down and make the decision and make sure that and think of that no one owes you anything, and then step away from the dream, tell us, and come up with a decision of what you want to be. You stick to it, and then you do it. Man, that's a great, you explained that greatly right there, Ms. Thomas. So this leads into my next question, Ms. Brooke. Once you got to OU, okay, now you're a setup. You set yourself up. Okay, you got out of a small town, and now you're in Norman, Oklahoma, and it's big, you know, prestigious school. And now how do you separate yourself from, I can say, the norm and coming up with a major and setting yourself up and getting ready for your senior year?
You know, I think the big thing is just figuring out what you want to do. Figuring out what you want to do, and you don't have to be in a big rush at all. Once you made the decision to go to college, you wouldn't get up out of your normal surroundings, so maybe you can come back and help the people who live in that area, you know, but figuring out what you want to do, what your purpose is in life, what, you know, what you were put on this earth to do, and once you figure that out, you know, then you can work towards getting a job in that field or, you know, I don't want to say everything is easy, but I think once you make the decision, you know, 5 years later, you'll look back on it, and even all the struggles that you went through, you realize how worth it is and how it could have been so much harder, you know, or maybe you thought it was harder.
Yeah, but then once you look back on it, it's just like, man, it really wasn't that hard, you know.
I can
really honestly sit here and I can say this. Because I remember back in the days when I was in middle school, freshman in high school, you know, sitting there with no electricity, you know, with no hot water, just sitting there. But once I can say, like, now that I'm up in age, but even I can, even prior to this moment, I can go to my senior in high school and think back to my middle school days and my freshman in high school days. Like, man, those days without hot water and electricity wasn't so bad, you know, because I made a choice when I was a young age to go to college. I knew I was going to go. Nothing was going to defer me off of that path and to lead me into the circumstances that I am now. So, like, what she's saying is not exactly going to be easy while you go through it, but once you get to that in a position to where you're able to look back, knowing that you're on the right path headed to your dreams, it's going to be like, man, that really wasn't even so bad. You know what I'm saying? Well, okay, Ms. Brooke, I got one more question for you. Okay, so we didn't talk about whenever you're coming up out of a small town. We were talking about whenever your freshman year in college, you know, you had to figure out what it is, what you really wanted to do. So, okay, now you're about to graduate. Once you're about to graduate, now life is about to hit you. It's going to hit you like, boom, like no other. Now, them loans are going to come out. You got to pay them back. You're thinking of, okay, I don't want to go back home. I'm thinking of these opportunities that I got here at hand, which in Norman, Oklahoma, to where you were. You know, so take us to that, let's say, what, 21, 22-year-old, that's about to end the conclusion of their senior year and trying to look for a prestigious job and a career. What's some little insight or something that some people that don't tell them, what is something that they can look for and something that can just help them continue to soar?
No, I mean, it's going to be much easier if you can find a job before you leave college, but it didn't happen for everybody. But just try, you know, take advantage of all your opportunities while you're in college and high school too, because you, like, it's never that easy. It's never that easy again. It's never even as easy as hard as it seems. It's never again as easy as it is in college to make friends. So, you know, just kind of take advantage of your surroundings, take advantage of internships and any opportunities to shadow people in your field, and try your hardest to set yourself up with some sort of a job before you graduate. Because, yeah, you're right, you know, end of college life kind of hits you, but that's okay. It's all worth it. It's all worth it. But try to take advantage of your surroundings while you're in school and take advantage of possibilities that can set you up for a job as you in school, so that maybe you can have that taken care of on your way, you know, on your way out. To the thing to not have to worry about as you're graduating.
Oh yes, man. Like one thing you just said that really hit the nail on the nose right there is like, he was like, life hits you, but that's okay. That's okay. No matter what you're going through, it's okay. You know, think about it. You might have just failed a test, or you might be going through something personal. You might be going through anything, whatever it is. Everybody has their own struggle. Everybody has their own struggle, but it's okay. And if you ever follow my show, I usually interview former athletes or played in some kind of collegiate sport, but I decided to interview Ms. Thomas right here. She didn't play sports coming up out of high school and college. But I came to realization we all are athletes in this world. We're all playing a game in this game called life. We're all on a journey, not a journey to compete, but to become closer to our maker and become better as individuals, wherever that may be. You know, as long as you're not out there doing something negative. If you go to high school and get a job and take care of your family, you're successful. As long as you can wake up and you like what you're doing, then you're successful. But that don't mean you have to get come play a son. Well, all right, Ms. Brooke, I know you're a busy lady. I'm not gonna take up no more of your time. I ask everybody this question. So there's one more question. I ask everybody this question that comes on my show. What do you see yourself in 5 years, Ms. Lady?
You know, no idea. Hopefully, no idea. Hopefully married with, you know, living in some great cities, still doing what I want to be doing, at work, you know, further along in my career. But honestly, I'm just excited for the ride.
Wow, I cannot believe I heard those words come out of your mouth. She said, married and what? Okay.
You know what they say?
Mr. Business Lady over here, okay.
Well, you know what they say, you know, you make plans.
yeah, that's cool. No, that's cool, man. Like, much love to you, Ms. Brooke. I mean, you're a beautiful person, beautiful personality. It's going to be a lucky guy who was ever to come down. And for the guys out there, I mean, you got to be on your A-game. You have to be on your A-game because this is one, and it's Black History Month. I can give a shout-out to all the sisters out there that's out there pursuing their degree, going out there, keeping their nose clean, and do what you do. Don't let nobody get you down regardless of what goes on, what goes in your personal life. Don't always continue to soar. So, bro, nothing but the best for you. Thank you for being on my show. We go way back to Muskogee, Oklahoma. I'm gonna go ahead and let you go for the rest of your night. I know you gotta be up early, Miss Brooke. If there's a quote that you wanna leave the people with, you can go ahead and shout it out, and you got 5 seconds to say just whatever it is. If you wanna tell a little sister out there to what it is that, like, your little metro, what you go by every day, you have 5 seconds just to, you know, before I let you go.
You know, I think just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride, and that's what I have, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, you heard that. Enjoy the ride, everybody. Enjoy the ride. Well, all right, Ms. Thomas, you go ahead and enjoy the rest of your night, and you have yourself a great morning and great day tomorrow at work.
You too. Thanks to your listeners, too. Have a great night, you guys.
All right. Peace. Oh, man, that was Ms. Thomas right there. Ms. Brooke Thomas, straight up out of Muskogee, Oklahoma. Man, she's really what you can call a sister that really knew what she wanted early out of life, and she progressed. and she progressed, and now she's anchor/TV reporter for Fox 13 out of Memphis, Tennessee. And for the people that's out there, for the hip-hop people, Cashville, Tennessee, you know what I'm saying? But hope you guys enjoy the interview. Once again, my name is Peter Richardson, coming to you live and direct on Blog Talk Radio, owner and sole creator of Saving Athletes Respectfully, and I'm going to let you go with this Nicki Minaj. Hope you guys have a blessed night. Remember this, no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. All righty, everybody have a blessed night.
I fly with the stars in the sky. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment I'm king. In this very moment I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment I bring, put in on everything, that I will retire with the ring. And I will retire with the crown, yes. No, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed, yes. Clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone, we. Young Money raised me, grew up out in Baisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't save me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Let's believe that what we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. In this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive.
Drop down to your knees. Your money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz. Doing talking practice, all these songs the same in the police. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings of Fatigue. Ah, wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of ones who he ain't even. Be dropping songs, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top of that, ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Get me and Nicki, they getting married today. And now you know that be hating to catch bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all the white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it. I'm partly surprised. I swear, this one for the books, man. I swear this is fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
I said I could have this moment for life.